Pineapple Financial puts 1B+ in mortgage records. On Injective, Pineapple Financial has recorded more than $1 billion in mortgage data on the Injective blockchain, according to an update shared by Cointelegraph on September 5, 2026. The firm says it plans to eventually move over $10 billion of records on-chain, a target that would make it one of the larger real-world datasets committed to a public ledger by a single lender. The move lands in a market that is otherwise flat. Bitcoin trades at $79,580, down 1.5% over 24 hours as of September 5, 2026, with Ether at $2,450 and the broader Fear and Greed Index sitting at 74, or greed, per coin market cap. Against that backdrop, an institutional data migration is the kind of story that does not move prices but does mark where the plumbing is heading, the distinction between records and tokens. The detail that matters here is the word records. Pineapple is not based on the available source, issuing a token backed by mortgages, or selling fractional loan exposure to retail buyers. It is putting mortgage data onto Injective. That is a documentation and settlement question, not an investment product. The difference is worth holding on to because most real-world asset headlines conflate the two. Tokenizing a loan means creating a tradable claim. Recording a loan on-chain means anchoring the underlying data so it can be referenced, audited, or settled against later. The first is a securities exercise with regulators attached. The second is closer to a shared database that multiple parties can trust without reconciling their own copies. For a mortgage originator, the second problem is the expensive one. Loan files pass through originators, servicers, custodians, rating agencies, and eventually secondary market buyers. Each keeps its own version. Each reconciliation step costs time and introduces error. A single canonical record that every party reads from removes that friction, at least in theory. Choosing a finance-specific chain like Injective is a layer one built around finance-specific infrastructure with an order book model and modules aimed at trading and asset issuance rather than general-purpose apps. A lender choosing it over a general smart contract platform signals that the intended end state is financial. Records that can eventually plug into on-chain settlement, collateral checks, or secondary trading, not just static storage. The $10 billion target is the more telling number than the $1 billion already committed. Moving a first billion is a pilot. Committing to $10 billion is a statement that the company expects the on-chain record to become its primary system rather than a demonstration running alongside the real one. That said, a stated plan is not a delivered one, and the source here is a single update rather than a filing or audited disclosure. Treat the $10 billion as a direction, not a milestone reached. The gap between on-chain and enforceable recording a mortgage on a blockchain does not by itself change who owns the debt or how it is enforced in court. Property law, foreclosure procedure, and lien priority still run through local land registries and national legal systems. An on-chain record is a faithful copy and an audit trail. It is not a substitute for the legal instrument unless a jurisdiction explicitly recognizes it as one. This is the quiet limit on every real-world data on-chain announcement. The ledger can prove that a record existed and was not altered. It cannot, on its own, make a court treat the chain as the source of truth. Until regulators and land offices grant that recognition, projects like this run in parallel with the legal system rather than replacing it. The value in the meantime is operational. Fewer reconciliations, faster verification, a cleaner path to eventual secondary market use. The bigger pattern in on-chain finance, the pattern this fits, is bigger than one lender. Institutions have spent 2026 pushing verifiable financial data and settlement onto public chains, from tokenized notes to institutional fixed income venues. Mortgage records are a natural next candidate because the asset class is enormous. The paperwork is notoriously fragmented, and the buyers of that paper already demand transparency they struggle to get. For crypto users, the read-through is indirect but real. As more regulated financial data settles on public infrastructure, the same rails that clear a mortgage record can clear a stablecoin payment or a tokenized asset. The line between crypto infrastructure and financial infrastructure keeps thinning, and each institutional commitment moves it further.